Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator for the next hour. Across the veil is the unique experience of hearing from those who have preceded us across the veil. You may hear from masters, angels, teachers, guides, loved ones, or anyone who may wish to bring a message to you from across the veil. During the hour, we are accepting calls, answering your questions, and maybe making a contact with somebody across the veil who would like to speak with you or offer words of encouragement or hope or peace. We only connect with those who are vibrating from the higher frequencies, and we only want to bring in those that bring in the messages of love and light, are positive, life-giving, encouraging messages that we strive to bring to those who are across the veil and to those who are here in this present realm. We've had a spectacular week of classes and retreats and bringing messages from across the veil here at my business, and it's been one of just so much excitement to see how lives are changing and how healings are happening and the encouragement that comes across and words of hope that are being shared with those who are listening to the program, to those who are calling in, to those who are attending some of the retreats and the workshops that we offer here, and those who come in for private one-on-one sessions or those who do phone sessions with us. We are so excited and so honored when Spirit opens that door for us to be able to do this. And I've been feeling very strongly impressed to share with the listeners that we're actually going to be beginning a three-part series on offering teachings on the White Wolf healing modality. And we're going to be offering that first series coming up here in a couple weeks. And if you're interested in learning something like that, we offer during our retreats meals and lodging completely included in the price. And if a person's coming in and flying in, we also offer transportation to and from the airport. So if this is something that you would be interested in learning more about, please check it out on our website. I've really been feeling that it's important that we share this and that we all gain the tools and the skills necessary to help us as we're going through all of our everyday activities. Last week we had a message that came through for a gal who was hearing from her brother who was on the other side, and she had shared the message that had come through was shared for the namesake, her son, and it was so nice to hear from her and to hear validation of how that touched her heart and how warming it is to have a message that comes across the veil that encourages us and uplifts us. And as she shared in her email to me, it was just one of those special little blessings for her. And that's what this program is all about. And that's what bringing the message from across the veil is all about. Sometimes the messages might seem like they just don't make sense, or that they seem strange, or that maybe the answer is a little bit off target for what you think. But I think if you trust me on this, in time, it's going to make sense. It's going to get clarity as you maybe connect or communicate with other people who can say, oh, yes, that was the neighbor of great-grandma, or, yeah, that was so-and-so or such-and-such. That'll make that connection and that understanding much clearer and much more appropriate for you to be able to understand that they're bringing the message to you of encouragement and maybe answering some of those special questions that you've had. I also want to offer special thanks to those who have been helping and sponsoring, paying for our weekly program of Across the Veil. If it weren't for the support and the help that we've been getting, we wouldn't be able to continue the program. And I want to say thanks to those that have had the encouragement to do so. I'm not sure. I think I had a beep. Is there a caller? No? Okay. I just had a funny sound come in on the phone. Maybe they're beeping me from across the veil. It's like, let's get going here. It's been, like I said, a spectacular week, and the messages and the encouragement that has come through has just been just so uplifting for myself as well as for others, as we hear and we're encouraged and offered the answers that we need to help us feel comfort. For example, I have somebody here, and this person is showing me that there's something to do with some type of testing that was done prior to their passing. I believe that there was, I know this is going to sound really kind of peculiar, but they're showing me that there was a urine analysis done to bring their diagnosis across. So if you're wanting to connect with somebody and you know that in their latter few days, they're saying in my latter few days, that there had actually been a urine analysis done and that within that analysis there was something discovered. So if you are still wondering and trying to figure out the possible cause of this person's death and you know that there was a urine analysis done, prior to their passing, you're going to want to go back and search through those medical records because there are some answers there for you. These answers are going to help you gain a little bit of a better understanding as to why this event happened, why this transition took place, what was part. There's a key bit of information within this year analysis. The blood tests are not going to bring it through as much as they just keep reiterating to me something about the importance of understanding the answers are going to be found through that other test. And it's going to help bring some peace and comfort. Apparently you have someone who is younger that's been really questioning and really asking and really has been struggling with this. And you're going to be able to find the answer to share with them as well to help them come to terms with this person's passing. This person also wants me to, I was seeing the East Coast and now I'm hearing North Carolina, that there's a connection to the state of North Carolina with this person. There's also something connected with this person to do with a horse. The horse being very symbolic, I believe, as well as something that this person really connected well with. They may have even owned a horse from what I'm seeing. Anyhow, if you're looking for this person and you're looking for these answers from this person who has preceded you across the veil, the answers can be found, like I said, through the year analysis test. They also want to bring words of encouragement and hope that it is not something, their death was not caused by something that's genetically inherited. It's not something as, apparently this is something possibly that the coroner may have said or that a medical professional may have brought across to you, that this was something that is genetic and that you need to be aware. I'm seeing the words aware with quotation marks around them. They're saying, yes, be aware and take good care of your health and to be cautious with the things that you do and whatnot, but that it's not genetically inherited. They're really showing me the importance of understanding that to help remove some fear that is attached with this person's passing as well. They went in a very, at a time when it did not seem they would go. This person's presence is very strong with me as I'm doing the reading, as I'm connecting with them. They're, once again, I'm seeing some of the North Carolina area and they're kind of bringing me down on the global map into that area. So I would say that they've either from that area or it's somewhere that they really liked, that they would keep continually bringing me, scooping me right down into that area to bring that message and that information across to get this message to the family member. They're also wanting me to share words of love to their parent, to their mother. Apparently the father has passed as well, They want the mother to know that they have reunited with their father, and that on the other side, the reunion and the time has been tremendous, and that they can feel both the father and this person who's on the other side. They can feel the hurt and the sorrow that the mother is going through with this, and they want you to bring and offer words of encouragement to her, bringing her peace and love and light. And as you remember and you sense this person, send them love and light as they're going through their evolutionary process on the other side, as their soul is healing and as they are reconnecting with that soul and becoming stronger on their return home. They're still staying pretty strong with me at this moment. There's something about the significance of they're going back to horse. So apparently, whoever this message is for, there's some kind of connection to you with horse, and they had a horse connection with you, and they're wanting you to use caution. They're wanting you to, when you ride, to wear proper headgear to protect your head, that there's the potential to just wear headgear is what I'm hearing. Just protect yourself and protect yourself from any external injuries that could come. And I'm not saying that you're prone to get hurt or that this is going to happen. They're just giving me this word as a message of use wisdom. Use the knowledge you have. Use your skills. Use your gifts of knowing how to take care and protect yourself, because street knowledge and learned knowledge are all our gifts that we can draw from and we can use in our everyday lives. This person is very kind, very loving, very compassionate as they're bringing the messages across for this family. They're coming through in a very tender way, but yet firm way, expressing that they want to let you know that they're fine, that they're home, they've been united with their father. In the same token, the love of the mother is still so great that they want to express that love and encourage you to express that love to them as well. When we are operating and we're in our everyday lives and we have a loved one who has preceded us off across the veil, and we'll have memories, we'll have flashes, we'll have things that will happen that will bring remembrance, or we'll sit and we'll chuckle because something funny will cross our mind that we may have done together that was uplifting or happy or good moments. And on the same token, we'll have those memories and those things that will come across that aren't so happy, and sometimes we'll be a little bit angry that they had left or that the situations had been the way that they were. If we can offer them our love and light and healing, offering from the heart, going from the heart chakra, allowing that heart chakra to spin in a clockwise direction, which is spinning over the left shoulder, circling on down around to the feet, and then coming back up over the right shoulder, past the head, and then down the left shoulder. So we allow our chakra point to spin in that direction. And placing our hands over our heart chakra, we can connect with that unconditional, total giving, loving heart that we all have been born with. And once we allow ourselves to start expressing the messages and expressing that love and that healing and that unconditional love to those that are on the other side, that encourages them as well. And as we express that love and unconditional love, light, and healing to others that are here on this earth plane with us in our everyday lives, we can start making a difference. We can start helping others to improve the quality of their lives, to be able to find that love and that peace that they may never receive anywhere else. That simple smile, that warmth of that unconditional love that we can express from our hearts. Not the lustful, sexual type of love, but that true, inner, honest, heartfelt, from the heart chakra love that we can express out to others of of peace and comfort and warmth. There's such a compassion and such a Christ-likeness to this when the chakra point is working and it's bringing that healing out to everyone and to the world as a whole as we send this vibration of this love, as we bring it within ourselves and we look at ourselves through that eye of the heart chakra, the window that says we're going to look at ourselves with unconditional love. We're going to allow ourselves to bring ourselves love and light and healing as well, and knowing that we can put the boundaries around ourselves that say, I love myself unconditionally, and because of this love, I don't allow you to harm me. I don't allow you to hurt me. I don't allow the words to come in that would bring me discomfort or unsatisfaction. I only allow that which is love, that which is light, and that which is healing to come into my space. And as we bring that energy into our hearts and we allow that to reverberate out, and we can allow it to go out and cover our homes, allow that love to circle and vibrate and encompass the energy of love around our homes. As you allow that to build and as you allow that to spread, bringing in all the people of your family, your children, your parents, your immediate family, your extended families, allowing this love to just extend and reverberate out into the family, into the homes, allowing that balance of love and light to be radiating from you. And now as you expand that out, going out over your community, the neighborhood whereby you live, expanding out that love and that light, offering healing, offering hope, in comfort. And they're now showing me that as you spread this out, allow it to go out over your hometown, over your city where you're residing. Allow this love to just keep expanding and growing and becoming more and more powerful as you keep adding the energy of love and adding the energy of light into this, drawing from the golden bubble of Source, which is above and around your entire body, allowing this to flow through you, and now allowing it to go over your entire state, allowing it to just spread out, and the warmth of this love as it comes from the heart chakra, as it's spinning in that clockwise direction, bringing balance and bringing peace and bringing harmony to the entire state, to the government officials, to the medical profession, to the lawyers, to the greeters at the local stores, everyone sending that out and allowing it to expand and reach out into the world now, expanding it over your country, whether you live in the United States or the European or the Southern South Americas or into the Australian areas. Let it just spread out over your country and bringing this healing, this peace, and this love. They're showing me this huge expansion of heart energy that's being directed from those that are listening to the program, allowing it to spin and allowing it to just reverberate from your bodies. You may sit at home and you may feel like, I can't do anything, I'm just poor little me. There's not anything special about me that I can do that's going to make any change in the world or that's going to make any correction in the world. That is so wrong, because when we operate from the highest intention, from the highest integrity, for the highest good of all of mankind, of all of the animals and the universal energies and anything that has life to it, we can send this unconditional heart love from the comfort of a recliner in our living room, from the table, sitting at the table, sipping a cup of tea. We can expand from the heart and allow this energy to just flow and fill and bring peace and harmony and love to the world. as we expand our energy now out over the globe, and we allow this heart energy to build as we all unite together as we're listening to this program, and we're allowing this heart energy to expand, bringing that peace, that unconditional love, helping bringing peace to the environment, bringing peace to the people, bringing peace to the land, and healing. Allowing the heart to just bring that message of peace. And as we draw our energy back to ourselves, taking a couple nice big breaths, knowing that the energy of the heart chakra that they've guided us to use at this moment and at this place and time, spreading out and bringing it now back to ourselves, keeping the energy of it, keeping the vibration of it as it's connected with the universe, as it's spinning the energetic energies of all that have come into contact with the rays that we have sent out into balance, spinning their hearts in a clockwise direction where they too can look at themselves unconditionally and say, I love myself, unconditional, no limitations, no expectations, just that simple heart love, unconditional love, that Christ-like connective love that's there to offer that highest good prayer out. And as we've brought that back to ourselves and we feel it spinning in closer to our own energetic field and into our own location and into our own space and time, breathing in the blue ray, bringing in the green ray of healing, bringing in the purple ray as we connect with divine source, as we allow that to now flood over ourselves and flood over our bodies, the purple as it washes from the top of our head and over our entire body, and then the golden globe of love that's given to us by divine source as we allow that to come in and flow over our bodies, bringing us peace and warmth and healing. Excuse me. When we use the chakra points and we use the energy gates within our body, we're able to expand out and go beyond the little limitations that we've created within our own worlds, within our own time, within our own space. And through this, we can reach out and we can do for the galaxies. We can send the healing to nations and to people. They're really showing me the importance of this as we all need to unite our hearts and we need to unite our energies and the vibration of for the highest good, for the purity, for the blessings that we can. Even they're really wanting me to bring this message across and encourage you to do this exercise on a daily basis, because even though you may feel like there's someone who are a couple of people who are listening who feel like there's nothing they can do, they almost feel useless. They almost feel like one person in particular has just actually reached a point in their life where some of life situations has caused it that they're not able to physically move from point A to point B. And the limitations are they're battling with that. They're battling with that inability to go out and to move forward and to do things, and they feel like they're now no longer worth anything. And the spirit guide that's showing me this in this exercise is wanting me to give you the encouragement and the words that you can. Even if you're a mother sitting at home with a child who feels like she can't do anything, she can't get back into the work market because right now she's at home with her child, sending this heartfelt love, this unconditional Christ-like heart chakra love into your family and into the child. And then as you're playing and as you're sitting there, maybe eating lunch with your child or preparing lunch at the stove or dinner, the simple exercise of expanding the heart chakra and allowing this to flow from your body and allowing this energy to go out with the highest good vibration, with only the intent of bringing that Christ-like love and healing and light to the world, you can reach the tiniest villages, the minusculest people, the animals, that even if you were able to travel and if you were able to get out of your home, you may never be able to reach. Where when we work through the energy field of the body and we work through the chakra points, we can then send that message out and we can transform the world. All it takes is one little bit of expression from ourselves. The message that this master is bringing forth is one that shows greatness. As I'm sitting here, I have a master who's appeared, and he came in yesterday when we were doing some healing work, another gal and I, and he came in and he stood within our presence, and he has a white beard that runs down to about where his belly button would be or where our belly button would be, and he holds with him a wand with a staff, and on the end of it has a star, and he's showing me that through this heart healing, through this energy that we're bringing through the heart chakra, it's like taking his wand and in the star as he moves it, it's like making this trail of energy. As it almost looks like a wave of stars or a wave of glitter, there we go, of glitter as it's going out and spreading out over the universe, offering the peace and the love and the healing and that vibration. And as I'm speaking of him, he stands here in his head. He nods his head forward in acknowledgement that those who take part in this are creators of this highest vibrational adjustment of love, unconditional love. And we're all alchemists in our own right, is what he's showing me. Being able to create, being able to bring this healing, being able to bring this transformation through love, through heartfelt, unconditional love. Do this with pets. Do this with animals. As I'm sitting here, I'm being shown different animals who maybe are in abusive situations, that through offering them this heart chakra, unconditional love, that maybe we'll be able to give them a little bit of peace in their lives. There's animals in homes where their love is so great that they don't feel that kind of pain and suffering. And then there are other animals who feel great suffering and pain because of their owner's neglect or their owner's lack, or for whatever reason may be out there. And then we also send that healing love through our chakra points when we do this exercise to those who have ill intent in their heart, that we can heal that through sending them the vibration of love and light. If we ever enter into an argument with another person, we've allowed them to grab a hold of our chakra and spin it in a counterproductive direction, in a counterclockwise direction. And having this happen, we're not able to produce the love and the compassion, but rather that we're being controlled by them, by being drawn in. Where whenever we enter into those states, if we can go into it with love and compassion and that Christ-like love, all battles are won before the first word is spoken. The message that I'm receiving with that, I'm seeing a very large, beautiful, white being. I almost want to say angelic, but I don't want to say angelic. Being is bringing this message across that to do battle, to do it with love, is to win the battle, is to have the victory. It doesn't matter if you have the last word or not, or who can prove their case more determined than the other. The truth in the matter is bringing in that ultimate, total, complete, unconditional love. They're just really, really, I've had a number of masters that have come in and this higher vibrational energies that have come in and wanted me to share with the listeners of the program that this unconditional love, everyone can do, from the youngest to the oldest, to the shut-in, to the person who is out there on the streets every day, who's out there connecting and interacting with others, to children in the schools, to everywhere. We can globally reach and go beyond our own little four walls, our own little limitations, by simply allowing that to grow and to expand. They've really drawn me into the energy of this. There's such a peaceful vibration that has come with this. And they're saying that we all need to sit in this vibration, that we all need to bring ourselves to that heartfelt love, allowing ourselves, placing your hand on your heart, feeling the rhythm of your heart, feeling the beating of your heart, knowing that within that is that heart chakra. And as you take your fingers and you spin in a clockwise direction, once again, that's going over the left shoulder, down past the feet, up past the right shoulder, past the neck, then back down over the left shoulder. As we spin that in that clockwise direction, allowing love to bloom, allowing love to grow within ourselves. The energy of this is almost overwhelming. There's just such a calmness. There's just such a peace that comes with this as they're sharing this message with me to give to you, to share to you, the listeners of the program, of how powerful we can be from our simplest places. You may be in a new situation, such as they were showing me earlier, where being able to go out isn't going to happen anymore. And now you can send the energy out and do the work on a more global ability than you could if you were able to run a marathon and you could run from one coast to the other. Now we can do it energetically and you can send it out. We can all do this on a daily basis. They're showing me the importance of doing this daily. It's going to bring healing to yourself. It's going to bring healing to your homes, your families, your communities, your states, and watching the world change as we go through this, as we do these type of exercises. Their presence was quite amazing. It was, the whole space was just warm and comfortable and peaceful. I know that we got off on a little bit of a different angle on this program with them coming in and doing this. And I don't want to shortchange anyone. If you do have questions or if you do want to try to make a contact with a loved one or friend who may be on the other side who has crossed the veil, please feel free to call in. And if you're having trouble getting in through on the lines, just keep trying. Your calls are very important to myself and to those that are on the other side who would like to make connections with you. I keep seeing a washing machine. There's someone who is doing some work at a washing machine or who is needing to do something with a washing machine. They're telling me to tell you that they're there, they love you, they miss you, they're sending you their gift of love as well. They're saying, don't look at it as a drudgery. Don't look at it as, oh, I'm doing laundry again. I've got so many loads of laundry to do. They're saying, no, that it's look at it as an honor. See the honor within the service that you're able to offer through doing this laundry is what this loved one is showing me from across the veil. Excuse me. And as the messages come from across the veil, we know that they're wanting to help us feel better. They're wanting us to know that they've made it home safe. Or they may want to bring a teaching across, such as the one that they just brought across on using the heart chakra, and that no matter who we are, no matter what age we are, no matter what our life circumstances may be, we can be powerful individuals offering love and light and healing, and operating for all for the highest good, bringing in that connection with divine source. They're also showing me that as you do that type of work, you can draw in the energy of healing and love and light into your finances. If there's those who out there who are struggling with some finances, take that love and that light energy from the heart and bring in the healing and the love through the heart chakra into the finances. And they're showing me a number of checkbooks, like laying out across the table in front of me as I'm sitting here in my office. They're showing me a number of checkbooks on the table where people are just like, oh, I'm having so much trouble keeping these balanced, and my numbers just aren't there. What can I do? Begin by sending love to it. Don't allow fear to enter into it. Keeping fear at bay and bringing love in will bring in the healing and will bring results that you need. Caller, go ahead.
Hello, April.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Ann from Minneapolis, and I just heard you talking about laundry, and I had to laugh because I was looking at a big pile of it.
That's so good. Wonderful. How can I help you?
Well, I just wondered if you had a message. I guess I have grandparents that are on the other side, but I'm sure they're safe and happy.
And did your grandmother use a ringer washer? Because I'm seeing a ringer type washer. So apparently she's the one who's wanted to make contact with you. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
The energy just went really high. I feel that she wants to express with you to use that as you look at that pile of laundry, and is it just kind of like it's overwhelmed?
I'm just ashamed. I have so many clothes.
She's showing me that to do laundry is an expression of love to ourselves as well as to others that we're doing our work for and that type of thing. She's also saying that to her it was a very strong expression of love. She also liked to hang things out. I'm seeing a clothesline that
she definitely did that.
So she's very much with you right now. Do you feel her around you often?
You know, I guess I'm just so sure that she's in a good place. I really don't, and that's not anything negative or neglectful on my part. I'm just so positive she fought the good fight here, and she's somewhere better. But it's nice to know.
She's nodding in agreement. Yes. she wants you to know that she's here for you. That she's here to kind of give you those little warm fuzzies that everything's good, everything's okay.
Okay, well that's very nice.
Uh huh. Do you have any questions? It feels like you have some kind of question that's floating in the back of.
Well, I worry about her son. I'm sure she's watching him. That's my dad.
Okay. He's kind of gone down a little bit of she's showing me a path that's not on the main path.
Uh-huh.
Is he kind of off path a little bit?
Well, he had happened to him what a lot of Americans had. He got taken in by a Ponzi scheme, and he's had a huge life set dial adjustment.
Okay.
And he's a good fighter, too, so he'll be okay, but I'm sure she has empathy for him.
Yeah, and she was just showing me that he's off of the main track. He's off on kind of like a little side path.
Okay.
She's showing me that that's going to take a little while, but that he will actually make it back onto his main path. He will be able to make adjustments that are needed and are necessary to do what it is that he's got to do to be there. She's really showing me that it's a little bit longer that he's going to be on this side path. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. That's the best way I can word it.
Okay.
Not as all lost, because there's a lesson that he's learning on this other path. There's some things that he's experiencing that you're not aware of, that only he and his quiet moments and even during dream time are aware of.
Okay.
He's doing some major healing, some major life, I don't like this word, but it's the one that I'm hearing, that life evaluation thing, where we kind of go back and say that. If I would have done, I should have done, I could have done. He's kind of in that, so that's going to kind of hold him there a little bit longer.
Okay.
But he'll step out of that. He'll step out of that with a lot of confidence and a lot of strength.
Oh, well, that's good.
She's definitely showing me that.
Okay. Well, thanks so much, April. It was nice talking to you.
Thanks for calling, and you have a spectacular week.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. It's coming in through the simple little ways, such as our little laundry piles, that we can make a connection and we can communicate and have a loved one that will come forward and show and share and bring in blessings. And like I said, we love to get your phone calls. We love to talk to you. We love to make the connections. Because that's what they want to do. They want to connect with your vibration. So please feel free to contact us on the show. Or at any time, off of the program, if you look into the information about us, and you want to contact us through one of the websites or through our home phones or the office phones or whatever, please feel free to do so. I'm getting another message that's coming across, and I'm seeing grapes. I'm seeing individual grape bunches hanging. So I'm not sure what this message is heading for. It started with just seeing the individual grapes, and then it's gotten larger, and there's more and more and more grapes. So I'm not sure if this is something that's for somebody who's a grape farmer or a message for the grape industry. I'm not sure. But they're really showing me there's something important in your care of your harvest, in the care of your crop, that there's someone apparently is applying for organic state. Okay, this is making a little bit more sense to me, so I'm a little bit clearer. If you are a grape farmer who is applying for your organic status, that they're wanting, that whoever is working with you, whatever guide you're working with, whoever you're drawing in for help, I believe this is actually the wife of someone who is doing this, that you are going to need to offer words of wisdom that come from your higher source and your higher self to give these words of encouragement as you're working towards this status. They're showing me that you're going to need to be able to juggle the information a little bit so that it can be accepted by the farmer of this crop. But you will make it. You will make your organic status, and it will be life-changing for your whole business. They're showing me that this is becoming something that is going to be really important for you. Excuse me. They're showing me the importance of that that organic status. There's a lot of the purity that's needed in there. There's a lot of that. There's just that connection with the earth. They're showing me the purity of the connection with earth. I apologize for this cough that's come up. I'm not sure if we're releasing for someone as they're listening to the program. If they're someone, I know that many people are starting to suffer from a lot of the head type of things that are going on, and the cough and the sinus, but all of a sudden I've just begun to release. And when this happens, I'm usually connecting with someone who's listening to the program and who's needing to release and who's needing to let go. As we send light to you, we're going to send love to you. We're going to send healing to you, and we're going to allow this to be removed from you as far as the east is from the west, and that there's no reason for you to have to hold on to this. Is anyone out there suffering from the symptoms of this cold or this cough or this sinus infections or these allergies? We're sending healing. We're sending love. We're sending light. We're sending the divine knowledge of how to properly use what herbals, what vitamins, what foods, what are affecting in an effective manner to bring healing to those that may be in this position, those that may be suffering from this. And we allow this condition to be removed. We allow it to be removed from our bodies. We do not have to hold on to this, and we allow it to be released. That's better. That's better. Whoever is, and I know there's a number of people who are being affected by this, whenever this comes in, I hear the words and the message to share with you to adjust your vibration. And one of the best ways to adjust your own personal vibration is through breathing, allowing yourself to do breathing, breathing in from the solar plexus, in from the gut, in from that connection of who you are and what your life path is all about, breathing in that higher vibration, filling the body, and then as you exhale, allowing that which is wanting to hold on to you to be released, allowing that which wants to be a part of you to go away because it has no purpose, it has no higher good value to it when you allow that to be released and removed. And a lot of times we get so trying to think of the right way to word this, we get so wrapped up in everyday life, we get so wrapped up in the things going on around us that we neglect our bodies, that we don't take care of. And I'm seeing an energy that has come in that is showing me that the importance of the message they want to bring forward is the importance of care, taking care of ourselves, getting enough exercise, eating properly, drinking plenty of fluids, and really, really caring for ourselves. If you are someone out there who is battling this condition that's going on right now, I encourage you to take their words of advice, because as you do, you're going to connect with the energy of healing that they offer, and allowing that to go from your body and allowing yourself to become stronger and readjusting your vibration. And sometimes the old and tried true ways need to be reevaluated, and a different approach needs to be looked at and honored. And one of the recent articles I've read, and one of the recent information that's been shared with me, garlic, bringing garlic into your diet, bringing garlic oils into your food and intake, is a way to help with overcoming this problem that some of the folks are suffering with this. I have a message from a young man whose name is Tom. He's coming through very strong with his name. He wants the person in his family that he left who is in charge of his treasure chest. Apparently, he left a little box with information in it, and it was considered his treasure chest. There's a few items in there that he wants you to remember the relationship that you guys had together. And in his treasure box is his way of sending hugs and kisses from the other side. I'm trying to see if there's anyone else who would like to bring a message across as we're getting to the point where we're nearing the top of the hour. And I know that we have time for maybe one more call if anybody would like to call in today to see if there's a connection or if there's any answers out there for them. And connecting, they're reiterating with me to share with those who are listening that unconditional love, using the heart of love, using the expression of love, and using the power of that love. Last week we had a lady who had called about her son who's away at college, and for some reason your energy had just, the energy of your question, I should say, just resurfaced within the space where I'm working, and they're wanting me to really express to you to use that heart chakra expression of love as you're dealing with the situations and the circumstances that this young man is actually endeavoring and going through and handling and all of that type of thing. Using that unconditional love, that mother's love, no matter what, mom loves you. But they're wanting me to express to you to use that in your relationship with your child. At the top of the program, I was sharing with you the message that was for last week that had come through from the brother to the namesake. He's also wanting me to bring in the message of expression of love, that heartfelt love and that message of, I love you, sister, no matter what. I have another gentleman who's come in, who's passed, and he knows his mother has gone through a grave amount of suffering and work and trying to find the answers to his death, to why he transitioned, and finding justice in that who had brought death to through their hand. He wants you to expand that expression of love from your heart chakra to others. Caller, go ahead.
Hi.
I had a
question.
About
my mom.
I kind of lost you. Can you come in again a little bit stronger?
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Go ahead. Do you have a question?
Okay. Yeah, I had a question about my mom. If there's anybody on the other side or wants to say something about her, she's not really doing so good.
I was going to say her health is not real strong right now.
No.
I'm real far away. I'm sorry, say that again?
I'm real far away from her.
Okay, so you're feeling okay. I'm not sure exactly. She's at a transitional point. And at the transitional point in her life, she can make some choices to move forward and to stay, or she can make the choice to step. You need to send her some love. You need to send her some words of encouragement. Even though you're not there with her, you can do it through the higher vibrations. And the message I'm hearing from those on the other side for you is to find comfort in within your own heart and to just continue to send her love and allow her to go through the process of where she's at. I don't know if that helps you or not or if it encourages you, but that's how they're bringing the message across, is for you to on your own level, because they're kind of showing me is that you're feeling a lack and you're almost feeling a form of guilt because you're not there with her. And they're not wanting you to do that. And they're saying that she's okay, she's taken care of, she's where she's okay, but you need to care for yourself.
And, so she's
and stop being,
where she's
stop
supposed
being
to be.
She's at a phase and a point in her life. We often will come to these little crossroads where we can look at it and we can say, I'm going to stay on the main highway or I'm going to decide to go. And she's kind of at one of those places. She's lived a good life. She's not, I'm not seeing that she's in an unhappy place or that she's in a place where it's causing her as much confusion as it's causing for you, is the only way I know how to word it. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
And you can, the message they're really giving me is to, for you to stop the self-beating yourself up. You can do what you can do, and you can only be what you can be within your own space. They're wanting you to come to peace and to come to some balance within that.
Okay.
I'm not hearing the message to say to you, oh, I'm really sorry to say that your mother's going to pass, blah, 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 blah. They're just saying that through this, there's a lesson coming in this that's for everybody, and your mom's included in this as well. And she's like at that one of those little crossroad points. That's all.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry I couldn't give you, more strong words of encouragement other than, care for yourself. Be there for yourself, and don't be so harsh with yourself. Does that seem to be like a pattern you do? Because that's something they're showing me, is you don't want to be quite so hard on yourself.
Okay.
All right.
I understand. Thank you.
Okay. You have a spectacular week.
You too.
Bye-bye. Sometimes messages are so hard to bring over and convey when we want to spend and be there for our loved ones when they're hurting and when they're suffering and when they're in places and positions that we wish we could fix. But sometimes we need to work on it from our own level, from our own place. And this has been April from Across the Veil, and we are at the point in the program where it's time to say that it's been a great hour, but it's time for me to close. And I want to invite you to visit our website of howlingdownthemoon.net or whitewolfapril.com. And on there you can secure catalogs about any of the information, or you can read about anything that we're offering or doing. And you can feel free to email me at whitewolfapril, april@whitewolfapril.com, that is, or give us a call. Bring in your questions. We're here to help, and we're here to bring answers and solutions to things that are going on in our space and our time as we connect with those who have gone across the veil. We'll be here same time, same place, next week, bringing you messages from across the veil. Until then, we're wishing you a spectacular heart, love, felt, unconditional love week. Until next week, health, wealth, and happiness be yours.